This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Indonesia trade deal could remove some burdensome non-tariff barriers. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Trasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand. I like the sound of that. Country music's greatest vocal group, Trasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Ready for some summer nights, so come on. Trasco Flats, live.
Last week, the White House announced a framework for negotiating a trade agreement with Indonesia. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Borer said that while Indonesian tariffs on red meat are only 5%, the country places a number of burdensome non-tariff trade barriers on U.S. product.
This is a region where we have very limited access. We have both tariff and non-tariff barriers. And for Indonesia in particular, we are looking at not so much a tariff barrier because their tariffs are low at 5%, but a bunch of non-tariff barriers, including specifically the import licensing regime, the commodity balance, and facility registration or plant-by-plant approvals. Those kind of three pillars of market access barriers are how Indonesia has really managed imports for decades at this point.
Even though Indonesia is a largely Muslim nation, there are more than 30 million non-Muslim residents who are exhibiting a growing demand for U.S. pork.
While exporters and importers have seen that barrier in action so far this year, and Indonesia again trying to manage those pork imports through its variety of commodity balance and import licensing regimes, we've already had a doubling in our volumes to Indonesia on the pork side, albeit from a small base, but you see that strong growth. African swine fever remains rampant kind of in the region. So yes, there is still more potential. We know that Indonesian customers keep asking for more U.S. pork.
If those barriers can be cleared, there's an immediate opportunity of an estimated $250 million in annual beef sales. On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.